promising a blessing to those who will come to the wedding, and for someone to take that time and place and put it somewhere off at the end of the world is removing the ability of God's people to get to the wedding. And brothers and sisters, we are the ten virgins. You and I, as Seventh-day Adventists, are ultimately going to be demonstrating for all to see whether we're wise or foolish virgins. But the whole purpose of the virgins is to get to the marriage. That's what it's all about. We don't want to discard the roadmap of the 1335 that says the marriage begins here. That's some of the caution that I would throw at those in Adventism that try to place these things at the end of the world. And as soon as you arrive in 1844, October 22nd, 1844, you find that the third angel's message has arrived in history. And as soon as the third angel's message is identified in chapter 14 of Revelation, and you get to verse 13, what does it say? It says, "And I heard a voice from heaven saying," this is verse 13 of Revelation 14, "And I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, Write, Blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth, yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, and their works do follow them." Adventism has correctly understood for many years that this blessing of the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth, that began, this blessing began when the third angel's message arrived in history. It's for those faithful Adventists from October 23rd, 1844 onward, that are laid to rest before the return of the Lord. They're going to have part in the special resurrection to see the Lord return. There is a blessing associated with them because they are those that were called to the marriage and by faith entered in. This blessing is directly connected with verse 12 of Daniel 12. The 1335-day prophecy brings you to the time period where the purification process begins, that leads you into the marriage. And it is amazing.